Zog de Mishnah daf mem zayin omer aleph the new parak hoitzioloi. Hoitzioloi is this parak discusses now in detail about the meleches akteris, exactly what they did, the maisa of being choita, the akteris and the gechalim, how they did it exactly together, this avoida. Zog the Mishnah as follows. Hoitzioloi es akaf es amachto. This Mishnah is going after what took place in daf mem gimel in the Mishnah. Over there it said that first he shechted his par. After he shechted the par, he had a different koyin holding the kli with the dam in order that it shouldn't be memaris, it shouldn't congeal. And he stood at the roivid haravi, at the fourth balata, at the fourth row of stones coming out of the hegel. And at the same time, while he was waiting, he took He took a machta of gachalim, the koyin gadol, and he also placed that from a four-kav machta, scooped it into a, poured it into a three-kav machta, one spilled over, etc. And that was also in the Ravid Arvi, next to it. So meanwhile, in the Ravid Arvi, there's a koyan standing with the dam of the pie, shouldn't be memaris, and there's a machta of a shovel of three-kav holding the coals that he put from the Mizbeach on there. He scooped up four and he put it over there. So now, he has coals waiting, but he doesn't have keteris yet. So now, they brought him out, a kaf means an empty spoon, and the machta, this is a different machta, this is the machta of the keteris that they brought out, the kaf they brought from the lishkas akelim. The machta they brought from Beis Aftinas, where they made the keteris. So they brought him out now, an empty spoon with a kaf, that's a kaf, and a machta of keteris, in order to take that keteris, two scoops, with your both hands together, and then pour that into the kaf, and then in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's placed from the kaf on the gechalim. Zog the Mishnah. So now he scooped up Molei Chofnov, his both hands. You scoop them up together. You put both hands together, two palms, and that's how you pick up the keteris, the Molei Chofnayim, v'nosel etech kaf. Now you take it from the machta into the kaf. Now, when you place it in this kaf, because that's how you're going to be entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're coming with the kaf in one hand, that's going to be your left hand, and the macht of Gechalim, you didn't put it onto the Gechalim yet, outside, that's what the Tzedukim did. We put it inside onto the Gechalim, but you have to carry both in. So now, you can't carry a scoopful, but then your hands are occupied. You're carrying in your left hand the spoon that you poured in the Keteris in. So v'nozal techa kaf, hagolofi godloi, a larger coin has a larger double scoop of two hands. And this was the midah. The Gemara is going to explain what is the repetition of v'kachos midoso. But this is what took place. This is the midah. So again, there's a gechalim waiting on the fourth roivet that was taken from four into three. And now they bring him out a spoon, a kaf, and a macht of keteris. He's chofin molei chofnov. So he takes up his scoops, two handfuls from this keteris, and he puts it in the kaf. Not on the gechalim yet, on the kaf. Now he takes the kaf, the spoon with keteris, two scoopfuls, and his left hand, and it depends on the size of the koyin, golofi golofi kachas midosoi. So now, not al samachta, he takes the gechalim, the macht of gechalim, not the macht of the keteris, that's where he scooped him into the kaf. The macht of gechalim, that's sitting on the Rav der V. He takes Bimin on his right hand. There's a kaf besmoiloi, and the kaf, the spoon, with the keteris in his left hand. And now he's going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zog the Gemara, machto. Now the Gemara right now assumes that the machta and the resha and the sefer is the same machta, and it doesn't make sense. Machto, tonalei, notale sam machto, v'ol reisha mizbeach, v'choyte v'yoyret. By machta, we already said that you took the machta of the gechalim and you took a scoop full of four kav and you put it into three kav and you replaced it on the Rav der V. So what do you mean they brought him out of kaf and a machta? The machta is already sitting waiting by the fourth balata if we're talking about the same machta. The Gemara is going to change right away. That machta that's waiting is a machta of gechalim and the machta we're discussing is talking about the machta of keteris. The machta of keteris is called machta because you're choyta malach of naim. But the Gemara assumes the same machta. So the Gemara says, no. Hoso machta de gechalim. The one that's waiting on the fourth balata, that's a machta of coals. V'hocha machta de keteris. Here we're talking about a machta of keteris that you're going to take, scoop up Malach Afnaim and put into the calf, into the spoon. The Tanya, like it says in the Braitza, Hoitzilu Kaf Reikon, they brought him out an empty spoon, Milishka Sakelim. And the kaf comes from the Lishka Zakelim, like Rashi says in the top on the Omid, from Lishka Zakelim. Umachta Gedusha Shok Teres, and a machta that's heaped up Godush of Kteres, Milishka's Beis Aftinas, because the Beis Aftinas were the ones that knew how to make the Melech Sakteres. So that the different machta, not the machta that's waiting on the fourth Balata, on the fourth Roivet. There's a machta of Kteres that they brought out with the kaf, where he's going to be doing a Melech Afina and pour it into the kaf. And then he takes the calf in his left hand and the macht of Gechalim that's still waiting on the fourth balata in his right hand. Zog the Gemara Chofan Meloi Chofnov. He scoops up Meloi Chofnayim, two handfuls. That means you take your two hands together, have the palms touch, and that's how you scoop it up from this macht of Kteris. Zog the Gemara Chofan Meloi Chofnov and Decha Kaf Agodlu. One second. Oh, chof amaloi chof of nosa techa kaf. A golofi golof, a kolofi kotnoi, vikachoi semidoso. So again, you chof amaloi chof naim and you place it into the kaf. Now the kaf lechera, seemingly, we'll see some in the toises that would it mean that it's a bigger kaf when it's a bigger koyin? Maybe, because then it needs more room. Hagolofi golof, a kolofi kotnoi, vikachoi semidoso. So the Gemara first goes into the etzim din. Zogma, why do you need a kaf bichlal? The pasuk doesn't say anything about a kaf. Kaf b'yom kippurim lomali. After all, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says v'lokach meloi hamachto gachle eish. You take the machto of the shovel of coals. Me'alam is beach mefnei Hashem. U'meloi chofnof k'toris, and then you take two handfuls of k'toris samim dako. Maybe based on parochas, and that you bring to the kodesh hakadoshim. It doesn't say anything in the Torah about a kaf. So, frek the Gemara, kaf b'yom kippurim lomali. Where does it say anything about a spoon? That you take meloi chofnaim and put it into the kaf. Zok the Gemara, meloi chofnof vehevi om rachmona. Like we said, the pasuk says, meloi chofnof teir samid dako vehevi beis laparoiches. Don't say anything about a kaf. Enter the Gemara, mishum deloi efsher. You have to have a kaf. If you are walking around with two scoopfuls of teiris in your hand that you took from the machta and not place it into a kaf, then how in the world are you going to take now the machta of gacheles? Zok the Gemara, mishum deloy efsha, the hechinavid, na'ayel v'hode na'ayel, elam are you going to take two trips, one trip of malach of na'ayim of k'toris, and then you go back in, it's not called the birei konis, because you have no choice, and then you go back in again, and you do, bring the macht of the g'chalim, hechinavid, na'ayel v'hode na'ayel, havo achas om rachmona v'lo ishti havois, it says in the posuk, u'meloy chof n'k'toris samim dako, v'hevi, is mashma one avo, and this would mean two trips, so that can't be the cheshbon. Elam, are you going to tell me nishkele lekteres bechoyfnov v'nachtei lemachta alo v'la'ayel? So Gemara says like this: maybe leave the kteres in your hand, two scoopfuls, and now have someone else take the machta, the shovel of gachalim, and place it on top of your handfuls that's holding the k'teris. Maybe you put some towel in between, or whatever. Not a towel. It's on top of the k'teris, so it's not going to burn your hands. The k'chalim are very hot. But it's on top of the k'teris in your hands. And either you have someone place it on you, or you pick it up with your teeth. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to say, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can use your teeth to lift it. But that's a bizoyin. Lifting in Belach Basav Adom, you don't do that. But here we're talking about outside. So maybe outside, you will be able to scoop it up and pick up the Ritvo says that. Meaning outside, you would be able to pick it up, so to speak, with your teeth and place it on top of the Keteris. Now, after all, if this is the Cheshmer that you're going to do, why is it called that you're taking the machta biyodoy? Lechari, why is it not a chatzitza? So Rabbi Yashav in the Ora says that vibalt the k'toris is here letzorich da avoida. That's not a chotzitz. Assuming now you have k'toris meloi chafnayim and a macht of gechalim on top of that was placed on top of that either through someone else or through your teeth, it's considered I'm carrying the machta inside of gechalim. Why? Because the chatzitza is not called the chatzitza of the k'toris. It's called in my hand because it's tzorich avoida. Or he says, because there's no other way. So male, if there's no other way, that's not a chatzitza either. But upon him, this is the oifen that maybe you would do it, and then you don't need a kaf. Zog the Gemara. So you can't make two entrances. You can't do two bias. That's for sure not, because it says biachas, you only enter once. Elam, are you going to tell me? Zog the Gemara. Nishkele le k'teris b'choifnov v'nachte le machtala, and place the k'teris, and then the macht on top of it. V'la'ayol kimati hosam. What do you do when you enter? Kehechalavid. Now, over here, there's no one to help you. So nishle b'shine, over here, you're going to remove the machta of gechalim off the k'teres with your teeth to place it down on the floor. V'nachte l'machta. Nishle b'shine v'nachte l'machta. Hashle v'melech bosav adom inoisin kein. You don't go in front of a melech bosav adom and use your teeth to perform something. So if the melech malcham lochem ha'kosh boch ha'lach skam v'kama, it's impossible that that's what you would do. That can't be. Zok di gemara. Hilkach loy efsha. So Baal, you have no choice. And Vibalt, you have no choice. You can't do two bias. And you can't place it on top of, then you have to ultimately use your teeth. So hilkach loy efsha, there must be that you have the chafnayim in a spoon. And then you can put it in the left hand, and then a right hand with the macht of gechalim. Loy efsha. Now, where do we find such a precedent? V'chem loy efsha avdina ker ashka b'nisim. But in the sim it says, kafachas melech k'toiris. So it says, kafachas melech k'toiris. There's such a musik of a kaf of k'toiris. So memela, that's what he did. Even though the Torah doesn't say anything about a kaf. But since there's no other way, how else are you going to carry it in without using your teeth inside? Or without having two beers? So it must be that you have meloich of nine placed into a kaf, into a spoon, and that one spoon you can hold in the left hand, and your right hand you hold the machta. Now, the etzem din of the kaf, the Gemara is a kasha, mechatesi, you need a kaf. The Torah doesn't say anything about kaf. So what about the etzem fact that you usually need a klisharis to mekadish something? So the k'teris was not in the klisharis. So l'chore, maybe that's where you need a kaf? So on that, the Meroy Misada, the Netziv, and others, other Achronim want to say that Vibalt, the Torah says, you take Meloich of Naim. So that is the Kiddush. If the Torah prescribes a way how to do the Maisa of taking the Keteris, then even without a Klisharis, it would be Miniskadish, because it says Meloich of Naim Keteris, so that's the Kiddush of the Keteris. Usually a Klisharis is Mekadish it. Here the Meloich of Naim would have been a Mekadish it. The Bitzkrov and the Kunches want to say that maybe you can say that the Machteshes that crushed it is Mekadesh it, but that's a Klisharis too. The Etz Machteshes. So maybe that would have been maybe, it's not like that. If a Klisharis is Mekadesh even through the Machteshes. Zog the Gemara weiter. Not Luis Machte Biyamin. Not Luis Machte Biyamin with a Kaf Esmol. So now that we've established that you have a Kaf because you have no choice, you have a spoon. So what goes in the right? The Mishnah says the Machte of the Gechalim go in the right, which is really secondary, because the Gechalim is only a Machshirim mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Keteris. And the Kaf, which is the smile, goes in the smile, which is the Keteris itself. In fact, the Gemara, Yitziva Ba'ara V'yura B'Shmei Shmaya, Yitziva, meaning Yitziva, someone that lives here, is Ba'ara, is on the ground. The Keteris is someone that lives here, he's Ba'ara, he's the main thing. But he's only Ba'ara. Ba'ara is less than Shmaya. The Giyura and the Gechalim, which is only like a Machshirim Mitzvah, the Meiri calls it Machshirim Mitzvah. So B'Shmei Shmaya, that's going to be in the right hand is Mochoshev. Now, the etzem fact that Avoid is possible B'Smoil, so over here there won't be a Psul of Avoid B'Smoil, because after all, the you have no choice, like we said. So it's not a psul of avoid the b'smol, but the Gemara is asking, smol is not the problem of psul and smol, but why are you putting the main thing, the k'teris, in the left hand? Let it be the opposite. Let the gechalim be in the right, in the left hand. Mitzad psul of smol, that's not a chisaron, because this is not a chisaron of avoid the like dam b'smol, because you have no choice. But why is it the chosh of a thing in the left hand? And for the Gemara, two terutzim, why you have to have the k'teris in the left and the gechalim in the right. Zuma ruba v'zuma etes. Number one, gechalim is much more, because we said you scooped up four kav into three kav. So gechalim, macht of gechalim is much heavier, three kav. And mashen k'teris is muetes. It's only a meloich of naim, which is not as heavy as three kav.
Has entered the conference.
So it's not as heavy as three kav. Zog di gemara. Va'afilu bizman sheshneim shovin. Now, even if, let's say, they're both equal, that means, let's say you have a koyin, we said that, hakolafi goydloi. Let's say meloich of naim of the koyin gol is three kav, so they're both equal. Still, there's a reason to say that the gechalim go on the right, because the gechalim are hot. And if it's hot, you want to put it in the right, in the stronger hand. So, gmova, filip is much the same shovin. Like what? Ukamais Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis was very large, so Mele's hands were very big. So, and he had a scoopful of three kav, and they equal like the gechalim and the k'teris. But zu chama, the kachelis is hot. Vizu tzainenes, masha enkein, the kteris is tzainenes. So because it's tzainenes, so mele goes into the left hand. Now, according to both of these tirutzim.
Where are you up to?
What'd you say?
Where are you up to?
Why? You just joined now? What happened?
I just joined.
We're in the middle of the Amid. Memzayin Amid Aleph in the middle of... Memzayin Amid Aleph in the middle of the Amid. Zog the Gemara. So according to both Terutzim, Sai Legabe the Teretz that we're saying Zuchama, and Sai Legabe the Teretz Zumeruba, we're saying that the Machta of the Gechalim is in the right, and the Keteris is in the left, either because it's Senenes and Chama, or because it's Muetes versus Meruba. Now, like we said, the Keteris itself, being in the left hand, even though usually Avoidus Smoil is a Psul, over here it's not a Psul, Zok the Kesem Mishnah, Avoidus Yom Kippurim in the Rambam, because the Mice have no choice. Masha Enkein, the Etzim fact, if not for Meruba and if not for Chama, then the Keteris, the Gechalim would not be in the right, then the Gechalim would take be in the left. Over here, there wouldn't even have been a psul, lechatchila allowed to put it in the left. It wouldn't have been a psul of right or left. Why? Zok the Lecha Mishnah, because the Gechalim is not the mitzvah itself. The Gechalim is not the avoider. Gechalim is only machshir mitzvah. So here, there wouldn't have been a psul of being in the left hand. It happens to be you put it in the right because zu chama v'zu meruba. It's mecham and meruba has two reasons why it's in the right. But even if not for these reasons, then it would taka be in the left, and it wouldn't be chisaron. Not just because it won't be chisaron, because you have no choice, like we said, in the Kesem Mishnah, in the Keteris. The Keteris in the left is not a problem, because you have no choice. Your hands are full. So it's not called the psul avoida. Mashenkin, gachalim in the smile would not be a problem be'etzim, because it's not an avoida be'etzim. It's only machshir mitzvah. Zok the Gemara weiter. So what's this ma'is of Ibshmol ben Kimchis? Zok the Gemara, that he said that he had a three-calf scoop. He scooped up four kavin. His meloy chofnayim was four kavim. So it comes out that the macht of gechalim l'chari was much bigger also, because where are you going to pour it now into? You have to place it and heap it on top. A goydish on a kli l'chari is a third, whatever it is, but it has to have a bigger macht of gechalim, because how else are you going to put four kav of keteris onto this macht of gechalim? So Akuponim, he had a scoop.
Well, you're burning it. You're
yeah, but you have to
it.
Pour it on. You have
you
to
put it in, it burns.
But you have to put it on. First, it sits
you
there.
You have to pour it in one shot.
But it has to be one shot.
It has
to be poured on. If you pour it on, it spills over, then it's not going to be able to hold it. It's going to spill over ultimately. If you have a small kli, but it doesn't happen instantly.
I heard
what you said, but it doesn't happen instantly. If you're going to pour something on there, it's going to spill over if it can't hold it, even if it's going to burn. We're not talking about a bonfire. We're talking about gechalim in a machta. Well, if you put it on, if it's so large, then it's going to spill over. So the Rishonim say that the machta al kaponim could have been larger too. So lechari by him, it would have been a larger machta. Zok the Gemara. And he used to say, "Kolad noshim zildoi v'zeret ima ala legag." All noshim zildoi v'zeret ima legag. We'll see soon what that means. My mother had different Wheaties for breakfast. Zokdik mother, that's one pshat. Ikad amri ba'arson, meaning what the mother ate or what she fed him. The Wheaties in the morning. This Michael of Chitim was. Not comparable to what other people ate. That's why he became so large. It's a healthy food. It's not talking about the food that he ate or that she ate, but rather b'shichva zera, meaning the etzim shichva zera was mevuradik shichva zera, and that's why he became such a giant. One pasuk says v'tazreini chayil, which is without an aleph. Shmuel says v'tazreini chayil mechomo. And the other pasuk says, "Uksiv hamazreini chayil mechama." One is with an aleph. One is maazreini, lashon of ezor chayil, and one is a lashon of tazreini, a lashon of being zera, being borer. Zok the Gemara, "Oma dovin v'akosh bochi, bari shalom zritani v'zir zatani." you are oizer me, and you also you are mezagaz me, meaning as a lashon of berer. And Rashi explains that it was a shichva zera, meaning the yitzias of lads is not from every tip of the shichva zera. It's min abiru shebo. There's many, many drops of shichva zera that take place in the ma'aseh bir, but it's the mevurah shaboy that's taka the lashon of bir. He was once speaking to an Arabi in the shuk, and a spittle, which is metama, fell on his clothing from this Arab on his clothing of Rabbi Shmuel. His brother became a kohen gadol in his place. In his lifetime. So his mother had two Kayam Gerdolim in her lifetime. He spoke to an Odin, and again, spittle fell from this Odin on his clothing, of Reb Shmuel. He had another brother that was Meshamish Kohen Gadol, Vishimish Tachtov. So his mother was zeichet to two Kayam Gerdolim in one day. Zok the Gemara, Ton Rabbonon. Shiva bana my little Kimchis, she was zeicha the seven sons, his mother. V'kulan shim shebekunik dola, they were all zeicha, bekunik dola, and Taishonim says, in their lifetime, and not the pshat, she buried six children, that's not a brocha, but pshat, she was zeicha, they were all kahanim gedolim in each other's lifetime. And Yemiri says, it was even b'yoyim echad, that means, one became tome because of spittle, and then the next one became tome because of spittle, and the next one, and all in one Yom Kippur, she had shiva banim. Why were you zeicha? What did you do that you were zeicha? The children became kanim gedolim. Omalem miyomer lero koyres basi kloy sari. My house, the walls of my house never saw my braids or my hair. She always covered her hair. Now that's the chiddush because medina we pass in kuftes vav that in Ebenezer that out of your home you have to cover your hair, but inside your home you don't have to. You're not mechuyev. You're mechuyev if someone reads kriyas shema in front of you, but be'etzim you don't have to. So it's midas chasidus that even bekoris beisa and that's taka brought out in Dake Moshe midas chasidus not to uncover your hair. Now it doesn't mean miyomai that even in the shower not avada. It doesn't mean that. It means bekoris beisa b'shah sheyicholo lechasoisom, meaning she could cover it. Zok the Gemara omrulo. So the Chomis said,
what's so good about the mice that six kids became
tomei? Not tomei. They became kind of gdolim. Look at the result. Not they became tomei. The fact that
why if they died, we connected to see them dead in her lifetime. So you're saying they didn't die, so they became tummy. What's so good about that?
Well, the
patch up to come tummy is a patch up. Is that a myla?
Correct, but the myla is. But they became tummy, but it's not exactly for life. You became tummy because of a spittle of a guy, but. The result being that you're Meshamesh Kohen Gadol. So the nachas of having seven children, I guess you have to be zeicha to understand it. To have children be Meshamesh Kohen Gadol, even though one was Kohen Gadol and then the next one had to pinch hit, that is an unbelievable brocha. To have seven children, they were Meshamesh Kohen Gadol, even though it came about through Tuma, Lemaisa, that's a gewaldige brocha. I got that. That's not good if you look at it. But you don't look at the whole picture, it's not good. But if you look at the whole picture, that they were Meshamesh Kohen Gadol, so then it is good. She slept a lot of nachas. But the Gemara says, Omulo harba osaken veloy ilu. It can't be that was the Mila, that because she didn't cover her hair. Many did this. So either the pshat is that she must have other schusim too, and that's the pshat, because harba osaken veloy ilu, or others did it in order to get the schar. So Mela, they didn't get the schar taka. Zog die Gemara. Ton Rabbonon. Bekoim Tzoi. It says in the Pasuk, Bekoim Tzoi. Now this is not going on the Machta of Keteris, but this is going on the Kmitza that's done by the Menachas. Bekoim Tzoi. What do we learn from Bekoim Tzoi? Shalayasa midele koimitz. That means you don't make a measuring cup for Kmitza. If you know Kmitza, three finger breaths, so just make a measuring cup of three finger breaths. Why do you have to do it? Zok the Moshe Liyasa Midele Koimitz. Yeah, I can't make a meter for the Menachas, for the Soilus. Zok the Moshe Liyasa, it says Bekoim Tzoi. By the Mincha, what about by the Keteris? By Keteris, it doesn't say Bekoim Tzoi. It just says Meloi Chofnov. Maybe that just means a measure of Meloi Chofnov. Who said it has to be that you can't use a cup? Zok the Moshe Yibayelu, Maosh Yasa Midele Chofneho, could use a meter for Maosh Yasa Midele Chofino. When it says b'koim tzoi, it means his koimitz. If it doesn't say bechofnav, ella meloichofnav. So meloichofnav is a measure. So maybe ella meloichofnav teres samedaka loy. So maybe you would be able to use this cup. Maybe you learn that one from another, just like by meloy koimtsoy. So meloy chofnav, you learn that taka that it can't be a measuring cup. Zok maltosh, I'll bring you the following raya. V'kach hoisim idoso. It says in the Mishnah that when you scoop up the machta of the k'teris meloy chofnaim, two hand breaths, and you pour it into the kaf, so it says v'kach hoisim idoso. It says a golofi golov a golofi kodner the kach zemidosa. What's a repetition of a kach zemidosa? Maybe kach zemidosa is telling me that this is the shear of the cup of the kli that you can make. Zog the mala tosh ma a kach zemidosa. My love shim gotz alas a mida achelos oisa. Seemingly you could make a mida. Zog the mala yochi komar the kach yochoyze v'choyfna lifnim. That means after you enter the kodesh hakadoshim with a kaf besmoil of k'toris and a machta of gachelos biyamin. So now you have to do again a scooping, a chafina, and pour it onto the gachalim, onto the coals. So kachoy semidosa, meaning that you choyzer and you do the same mida of malach of naim inside again. You do one chafina outside from the macht of keteres that you pour into the kaf, and you do again a chafina from the kaf inside onto the gechalim. Zok the Gemara, what's the right that the choyz v'choyfen? Dilma shim rotzalas is mida oisa. Maybe kachoyz midos is telling me that you're allowed to make a measure and it's different than kmitza. Inami, maybe it's coming to tell me shalei yechsev shalei yosir. It's coming to tell me kachoyz midosa makes you don't spill anything when you're inside. Then you pour it in and don't lose out any of the k'toris. So al kapon the Gemara is matcha, meaning the three taiches in kachoyz midosa. Either it means they allow to make a mida lechafina, unlike the kmitza, or it means that it's telling me goof, you have to do a second chafina again in the kodesh hakadoshim, or it's telling me shalayechse v'layoyse, you can't spill and you can't have more. Zok the Gemara, toner rabbanon meloy koimtzoy. It says by the mincha meloy koimtzoy yochol mevugatz. You might think when you do the kmitza, it should be spilling out, and it should not be exactly three finger breadths. Maybe it should be like a loose finger. So maybe it should be sticking out between the fingers. Tamaloyma bekoim tzoy. It has to be exactly bekoim tzoy. Zok demori I bekoim tzoy. Yochal filo b'rosh etz boisof. Maybe just the tips of your fingers. Who says you have to take a full finger when you scoop it inside when you pick up the soilus? Like people are koimetz. That means you put your finger in, I mean all five fingers in, you leave out the top one and the pinky, and you close up only three. And you do taka meloy koimtzoy. Not that it's going to be mevuretz, and not that it's going to be rosh etz ba'oisov. Now, Tosei here in the top of the Omid in Diva Masra Tziloi has a kasha, when the Gemara has a cheshbin that you cannot use your teeth inside because you are holding meloy chofnayim, and then you have the k'teris on top, fraktais is in the middle, tamely, la'avet l'machta beis yad och, let the machta of chalim have a long handle, which it anyways has, the belavich amirin le'el debiyam kipurim yod arucha, v'yasa le'beis yad arucha, sh'tigiyad beis ha'shechi, and keep the beis yad under the armpit. And merely you enter that way, v'yitves oise v'beis ha'shechi, v'roish ha'machto temunechas al yod ve'al zroyo, and let the machta be on his arm, ha'smoili, and then your hands are not occupied, and you come in with the chofnaim. V'chimot lefnim, yishal sh'yodav ad ha'ritzpo, slowly lower your hands, v'yishmo yodav ben'nachas mitachas ha'machto, v'yoish ha'machto al ha'ritzpo. Zoktez v'yesh lo'imar, came to be no melea machta gachle eish, since the machta has to be full of gachle eish, I efshe shle'yefaze men k'tzas. Ultimately, one is going to spill out. So melea, you can't do it in such a way of beis ha'shechi. Yave oved ochi, it would spill out. It would be mefaze. Inami zoktez, another teretz yesh lo'imar, lefi melech bos v'dome in oisin, the same svar, you can't use your teeth. Likewise, entering with the beis ha'shechi, with a long yad, that's also going to be considered a bizoyin lefi melech bos v'dome, lefi melech ma'achem lochim l'kol shkein. In the next day, the Mishnah said the Midah was like that. My love, Shim rotza lasa midah oisa. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that you could make a midah. Kachoy is a midoso. In fact, Tosfos says, why is that a raya legabe the midah of the chafina that you can make a midah? Tema, myla koma kachoy midoso shalakaf. Maybe say this is the midah of the kaf itself. What's the meat of this calf? Kashir chafna of shekoyin godl. Ha golafi golav akolafi kotnoi. The size of the koyin godl, chafina, that was the shear of the calf. Because after all, that's what you have to pour into. The hainu, lo'oilom yitaki, don't make a meat for the shear chafina. But the calf should be the shear of the chafina. Of that koyin godl, whatever the size is. Zaktoiz yesh loymar, the lomo ilam lasis kein adarabe. It's better if the calf is larger. If you're going to pour it into an exact size of the chafina, the shovel malachofnov hoiso imkein kikshemaharem ichofnov letoicha. Now and afterwards in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you scoop again your hands in the second chafina inside this calf. If it's going to be the exact size of the chafina, then you can't get in there. You want it to be larger. Adarabe. Otherwise, it's going to spill over. So that can't be the pshad in kachoy semidoso, meaning that it's going on the calf itself. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the moment.